Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in.
Hello, this is current day Sheena with a bit of an update before I send you into this episode, which I recorded last week, right kind of in the midst of me posting something really scary on Instagram. And I decided I'm going to still release this episode because it's really honest. It captures my true feelings as I was going through everything. And you know, I want to be honest with you guys. I'm going to let you guys listen to it, but just know that something happened right after I recorded this episode that you're going to listen to, where that made me realize that I had to take that scary Instagram post down. So you won't be able to find it on my Instagram. I reference it a lot in the upcoming episode, but it's not there anymore. And what I'm gonna do is let you listen to the episode that I recorded last week in the midst of it. But then I'm gonna do an update in the next episode of The Sheena Show, just talking more about what happened, what I learned, why it was a huge fuck up on my part, and how I would do things differently. So, with that intriguing forward, I'll send you into the episode that I recorded last week. Hey everyone, it's Sheena coming at you with the worst vulnerability hangover. I don't know if I've ever experienced worse. For everyone who doesn't know what that means, I first heard Brené Brown say it. It's when you are really vulnerable with something, and then immediately afterwards, or maybe in the aftermath, it's like, oh my God, why did I do that? And you're dealing with the consequences, and whew, I am feeling it literally right now. In the thick of it, because the scary, vulnerable thing I did was just yesterday. So in this episode, I'm going to tell you what that thing was and the three reasons why I did it, even though it was super scary, and then what has happened afterwards. So here we go. The thing I did was I decided to post on Instagram yesterday with the worst ever, like, one-star review that we have ever gotten on our Modern Calligraphy 101 course. I, you know, have been promoting the courses as part of a flash sale. And usually when you want people to buy your courses, you talk about all the good things and you share all the good testimonials and all the wonderful student success stories and you share only the good reviews. And I decided to do the opposite. And you can see this reel on my Instagram account, Crooked Calligraphy. I posted it March 7th, if you are curious. And I had the idea to post our worst review. I thought the worst review would be something like kind of dismissible. This is the honest truth. I thought it would be something kind of dismissible, like, I don't like your cursing, one star, which that's like easily dismissible, right? Everybody knows I curse. But when I went actually to look, the worst review was scary, scary, scary to post because it was actually a very thoughtful review with a lot of valid points in it. So it was something I'm like, do I want to put it out there? Is this going to make everyone think that my course sucks? Are a bunch of people going to come out of the woodwork agreeing with this? Like, is this going to open up a can of worms? What's going to happen here? So I did decide to go ahead with it. And I wanted to share with you the main reasons why before I talk about what actually happened when I did that. Okay. So main reason number one is I did it in the name of transparent marketing. So If you've been listening to season two of The Sheena Show, you will know that I am back running Crooked Calligraphy, but I really want to do it differently. I want to be more myself, more authentic. And part of that is being much more human and honest and open with my marketing. I know how to do the very slick, here are the best testimonials and all the, you know, the buzz language that overcomes people's objections and showcasing the best, right, of what my courses have to offer. And don't get me wrong, my courses are fucking awesome. I fully believe that. I really believe in our teaching team, like all of it. I really believe in the value of our courses. And I still believe that I can market it in a different, more human way. So this was part of that, was sharing not just the glowing reviews, but the people, the students who didn't have 100% the best experience. And another part of this kind of transparent marketing is also trying to share with you all, with my people, that the most shiny, sexy calligraphy success stories of students who took my course and then now they're a full-time calligrapher and they quit their day job. Like, that has happened for sure. And I mean, I hope you all know this. It's kind of obvious, but I want to state it here. That is not the majority of what my students experience, right? Like, makes sense, but I just want to say it out loud here. Most of my students are not quitting their jobs to become full-time calligraphers. Most of my students are, you know, taking their time with the course. Maybe it takes them a few months. Maybe they have to leave it and come back because life happens. And most of them do eventually, they learn how to do beautiful calligraphy. A lot of them, so many of them surprise themselves with what they can do. It's a kind of a quiet creative hobby for them. And they maybe sell a few pieces to family and friends if they're even interested in doing that. And then they come back to it when they need to. Like, that's what the majority of my students, that's the success that they get. And that is success also. So I just want to put that out there and kind of do this a different way where I don't just talk about the shining, shining, shining stars, because that's not everybody. And it might be kind of discouraging and it might lead some of my students to feel like, why aren't I doing that? It's because you're you and you're going to do it at your own pace and have your own version of success. Okay, that was kind of long-winded, but that's reason number one, transparent marketing. Okay, reason number two that I shared this worst review is that I wanted to lead with like really scary vulnerability and just a different way of doing things. Posting that bad review on Instagram for everyone to see and comment on was very scary, and some of my worst fears did come true. There were some people who spoke up and said, I didn't like the course either. Or some students who said, she has valid points. What did you do about that? Like, there was some negative pile on for sure. But there were more comments in support. Students who loved their experience. Students who said, I took the course and some of that, what the reviewer said is valid. And some of them, I don't know. That wasn't my experience. I don't think that's fair. And here's the most important thing. That thread is still going 70 comments strong, like really nuanced, meaningful, thoughtful conversations. Like really thoughtful comments from people and me responding back and just getting into all sorts of issues like, you know, how much responsibility should teachers take on for, you know, every single student's success? And how do you kind of set boundaries and understand that you can't please everyone, right? When you put a product or a service out there. Just learning from our mistakes, right? Taking feedback. There's a really good conversation happening. And I gotta say, one of the best things that came out of me doing this is that I got a private message on Instagram from someone who said, Sheena, I have been wanting to start a calligraphy Instagram account for months, and I just haven't done it because I was scared, and I finally did it. I did it today, and what inspired me was your post, you just being really open and honest, and it gave me the inspiration to say, like, okay, I can do this too. Like, that makes me so happy. I am so happy that that person, you know, she didn't chime in the comments. She didn't say anything publicly, but she was quietly watching and getting inspired by the fact that I was being so vulnerable and honest. And I just have to believe that there are so, so, so many other people doing exactly that. Not saying anything out loud, not active in the comments, right? But that there are so many people just watching me lead with vulnerability and maybe taking a little something away, like, oh, maybe I don't have to be perfect to start something. Oh, look, she's doing something really brave. Maybe I can do that too. Or, oh, even an entrepreneur, you know, this far into business, like, has shit going on too. Maybe I should just start, right? I really want to believe that there are lots of people out there watching, and I really want to try doing things differently, doing risky, bold, weird, experimental shit, and just see what happens and show people what happens, good or bad. But I got to say, even with the bad that came out of this, there was so, 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 so much more good. Yeah. Okay. Reason number three that I decided to share this worst review is just because I care about my student community. I care about my students. that one-star review had a lot of really valid feedback in it for us, for me and my team, about our courses. And we took it into account. That review came in 2021. I'm going to give you a little bit of insider background here. Back in 2021, you know, it was still, you know, second year of the pandemic, people still very much stuck at home. Our Crooked Calligraphy was growing like crazy. We were so fortunate, but it was a little bit like wild. And we were working really hard to manage like all the students who were deciding to learn with us. And we were trying to grow our teaching team and kind of manage all the projects that were coming in. We were, to be honest, kind of scrambling, and trying to figure things out. So I totally, totally get that in 2021, some of the feedback that our teachers gave to our students, might've felt a little rushed. For sure. And I remember actually one of my teachers reminded me that when this review first came in 2021, we had a good long talk about it in a team meeting. Like, is she valid? Do we need to look at this? Do we need to kind of reevaluate how we're giving feedback here? And we did take a lot of that into account and kind of tweaked how we do give feedback. And we're continuing to take that stuff into account. So, you know, I care about my students. Like, the worst reviews often have the most valuable information in them. This person who gave this one-star review really took the time to write out a lot of feedback and information for us, places that we could improve. Like, that's gold. So I wanted to use that to improve things for all of our students. And also I wanted to show my students, I wanted to live by what I'm always telling my students, which is not to let perfectionism get in the way. Don't be perfectionist about this. Just try it. Fuck around. You know, be messy. It's going to be crappy at first. It's okay. So if I'm always telling my students that, I need to be that also. I need to be living that. And I think that posting, you know, the worst review we ever got is part of that. I'm not pretending that I'm 100% perfect or my courses are 100% perfect. Like, no way. There's always ways to improve. There's always stuff to learn. I'm always looking to grow. And I think it just is an important message for my students and for you guys, you know, everybody who's following me, that you do not have to be perfect to start and show up. And look, you might get criticism, and please don't let that knock you down permanently. I mean, you might need to have like a good long cry and vent to your fellow course creator friends about it, which I totally did. But please don't let it knock you down permanently. So yeah, those were the three main reasons that I did it. To be more, they all kind of boil down to being more open and transparent and vulnerable and honest. And it all is in service of this belief I have that doing it this way, marketing this way, running my business this way, interacting with my students and all of my followers this way, will lead to amazing things. Because it already kind of has. So let me tell you what has happened since I posted that reel on Instagram. Actually, you know what? I don't even think it was a reel. It wasn't a reel. It was a carousel post. So yeah, carousel post on March 7th. So I gotta be honest, it has been a rough 24 hours. I posted that, you know, here's our worst review. And look, some people did chime in the comments saying, hey, she's got valid points. There were even a couple people who purchased our courses and said, look, I was not happy either. Like, I agree with her. And that stuff is hard to hear. I don't care how far you are in the entrepreneur journey. And I have thickened up my skin, right, to getting feedback and criticism. And still, it's really hard to hear negative stuff about something you've worked so hard on and put out there so bravely, especially when it's from people who have like chosen to trust you and invest their money with you. Okay, you know, I understand. That being said, I understand that you can't please everyone, right? When you put something out into the world, especially if you put something out in a big way to a broad audience, you cannot please everyone. That is 100% true, and it's not about you. Like, people just come with their shit sometimes. You cannot save everyone. You cannot please everyone. But yeah, those negative comments were hard, and I'm still responding to comments and just answering people's questions, and it's does get my heart rate up. My nervous system reacts. But I have had really good conversations with people. And I want to tell you about this email that I literally just got like 5 minutes ago before I started recording this, from someone who said, I have been following you. I can't afford your courses yet. I hope to someday. Look, there are not many courses that I would consider spending this much money on. But for some reason, yours and your transparency and the honesty that you present it with makes me want to learn from you. So I'm going to keep following you, and I hope I can afford this in the future. I really want to learn from you. So I saw that and was just like, oh God, faith in humanity restored. I think it does work, right? Putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, you will get some negativity. You will get some criticism. And there will be so many other people who are following along and watching and admiring it and thinking highly of you because of it. And trusting you more because you were vulnerable and open and honest. I really take this as proof that this way of doing things, which is not the easiest way for sure, being really thoughtful and vulnerable and open and honest, is like, it's not comfortable. But I do think that it will draw exactly the right people to me. It will repel the people who don't want that, which is great, because those aren't my people anyway. It will keep me feeling good about myself, congruent, challenged, engaged so that I never get bored. Because you never get bored with telling your truth, right? And I think it's actually going to lead to some really magical other results, like developing amazing new ideas, coming up with new products, making a lot of money. I really, truly believe that all this stuff will come from doing things in this new way. So if that sounds intriguing to you, and you'd like to continue following along as I try out really weird experimental shit with my business, keep tuning in to the Sheena Show. This is the format where I feel like I can just be really kind of heart to heart with you, right in your ears, and talk about all the things that are on my mind. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time.
Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.